Gunman kills NJ judge Esther Salas' son, wounds her husband days after taking Epstein finances case. By Simon Kent on July 19, 2020. Update: a suspect in the fatal shooting has been found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound, according to ABC News. The suspect was later found dead of an apparently self-inflicted gunshot wound near Liberty, New York. Multiple law enforcement sources told ABC News. A municipal employee discovered the body in a car. The deceased suspect was an attorney who had a case before Judge Salas in 2015, sources said. A FedEx package addressed to Judge Salas was discovered in the car, sources said. As a judge, she had threats from time to time, but everyone is saying that recently there had not been any, said Mayor Womack, who is personal friends with the judge and her husband. The original article follows below. The husband and son of federal judge Esther Salas were shot at their New Jersey home Sunday afternoon, sparking a massive law enforcement response. Various sources have confirmed the deadly attack. Police say they are seeking a lone suspect. Three senior law enforcement officials told News 4 New York a gunman shot Judge Esther Salas' spouse and her 20-year-old son at their North Brunswick home around 5 p.m. Sunday. North Brunswick's mayor confirmed the son's death. The husband is in critical condition. Preliminary indications are the husband answered the door and was shot multiple times. The son came running to the door and was shot as well before the gunman fled, the sources said. Judge Salas was believed to be in the basement at the time and was not injured. Investigators have preliminary information someone posing as a FedEx driver arrived at the family home at about 5 p.m. ABC News said of CN.WS/2WBW8on. Citing multiple law enforcement sources, adding a suspect still remains at large. The FBI said on Twitter it was investigating the shooting. Salas, seated in Newark, was nominated by President Barack Obama and confirmed in 2011. Prior to that, she served as a U.S. magistrate judge in New Jersey, after working as an assistant public defender for several years. AP reports her highest-profile case in recent years was the financial fraud case involving husband and wife Real Housewives of New Jersey reality TV stars Teresa and Joe Giudice, whom Salas sentenced to prison for crimes including bankruptcy fraud and tax evasion. Salas staggered their sentences so that one of them could be available to take care of their four children. More recently, Salas has presided over an ongoing lawsuit brought by Deutsche Bank investors who claim the company made false and misleading statements about its anti-money laundering policies and failed to monitor high-risk customers including convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, according to AP. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.